Three Guelph men face impaired driving charges following separate incidents on the weekend. Approximately 7:35 p.m. Friday, police were notified of a possible impaired driver near Speedvale Avenue East and Waverly Drive. A witness reported a vehicle driving erratically, at times speeding in reverse in a residential area. Officers located the vehicle and pulled it over, noting the driver was shirtless and had urinated on himself. He was arrested and transported to the police station, where tests confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 59-year-old Guelph man is charged. At 3:40 p.m. Saturday, police were called to a collision at Watson Parkway North and Fleming Road. A family, including a 1-year-old infant, were waiting at a stop sign when their vehicle was struck. Officers spoke to the other driver, who was showing obvious signs of impairment. After failing a roadside breath test, he was transported to the police station, where further tests confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 28-year-old Guelph man is charged. A few hours later, at 8:20 p.m. Saturday, police conducted a traffic stop on Woolwich Street of a vehicle with a burned-out tail light. The driver was showing signs of impairment and officers observed open beer cans in the center console and empty cans on the floor of the vehicle. The driver repeatedly refused to provide a breath sample. A 44-year-old Guelph man is charged. Each of the accused had their licenses suspended for 90 days and their vehicles impounded for 7 days.